Yeah. What? Hey yo, dancing with some devils. Took me by the hand and let me tell abandoned mirrors. Told me look inside, it's been some years, I've seen my eyes. Smile, weep, or cry, but the fire I can't seem to hide. The sudden overdrive got niggas really trying to subscribe. Yeah, this a dolly cause. Shorty left me with some thoughts that I could never talk. No, they left me lost. Hand kinda blue, I think of you, it sets me off. Left a message lost, but the question what the cause, Reminder what I'm missing when I hit the shrooms. Need the elixir with some mix and a twist of fruit. Swear they wanna blow me off my high and try to protect me. Birth for the cool from black skin, we the treasure fool. Jumped off the stoop and seen the devil in the feather suit. Hop on that lime, then I ride that bitch right to the stoop. Writing the times helped me figure things I never knew. See who dancing with the devil on that pedestal. See who dancing on that pedestal. I see who dancing with the devil on that pedestal. I need my people out the fuckery. We see who dancing with the devil on that pedestal. I need my people out the fuckery. I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear to God. See who dancing with the devil. With the devil on that pedestal. See who dancing with the devil on that pedestal. See who dancing with the devil on that. See who dancing. See who dancing, baby. We see who dancing. See who dancing with the devil. We see who dancing, baby. We see who dancing. We see who dancing with the devil. Dancing with the devil on that pedestal. Dancing with the, yeah. I need my people out the fuckery.
È un grandissimo piacere ospitare un musicista, un bravissimo artista che viene da New York ma anche da Londra e comunque ci faremo raccontare tutto da lui, Goya Gumbani. Hello, hi, welcome.
How you doing?
We're doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm feeling good.
Anche lui sta bene. Allora, Goya appunto arriva da Londra, anche se la sua storia è un po' tra i due, attraverso gli l'Oceano Atlantico, un po' a New York e un po' a Londra. Domani sera suonerà al B con un concerto molto molto atteso, perché insomma è una delle promesse, diciamo, di questo sottogenere, possiamo dire così, dell'hip hop un po' più sofisticato e vicino anche allo spoken word. Ma adesso ci faremo proprio raccontare da lui insomma com'è stato tutto questo, diciamo, processo che lo ha portato al primo album e adesso a esibirsi anche qui in Italia, in giro per il mondo. So Goya, I was just introducing you to our listeners and explaining the many places where you're from, especially the two places where you grew up and then the place that you live in right now. But before that, I'd like to ask you, what is the, how would you summarize the path that brought you to the first record? So it seems like you took it slow and took your time, even in the recording process. And then finally, in March, last March, we have this first record of yours, and now the tour and the live shows.
Yeah, the first song I made for the album was "Beautiful Black." You're speaking about the album, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the first song I made was the second song on the album, and it kind of found me. More than I didn't really know what I was looking for at the time. I just knew that I was trying to find something, and I kind of landed on "Beautiful Black," and it kind of just kind of helped me figure out the direction that I wanted the rest of the album to kind of go in terms of like sonically, in terms of like what I wanted to say, what I wanted it to be about. It definitely, it took almost 3 years from that first song to it coming out was about 3 years in the making. So it was definitely a slow, it was a slow process. But yeah, it was one that kind of just gave me a new understanding of what patience was. You know what I'm saying? Like, on like a self-journey type of like time. Like, so yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna translate. Sì, Goya ci ha detto che in effetti sì, ci è voluto molto tempo. La prima canzone che ha scritto per questo disco, la seconda canzone dell'album, in un certo senso è la canzone che ha trovato lui. E da quel momento c'è stato come un po' un momento rivelatorio, si chiama Beautiful Black. Ed è in questo momento un po' rivelatorio che poi ha, diciamo, dato la strada a Goya per scrivere tutto quanto il disco. Ci sono, e tutto quello che voleva dire, anche il sound che voleva, e ci sono voluti 3 anni dalla scrittura di questa canzone poi alla pubblicazione del disco. Ed è stato un momento, sono stati 3 anni particolari, in 3 anni in cui lui ha capito il significato, il vero significato della parola pazienza, che in questo disco evidentemente è stata molto, molto sentita. E quindi Dario, se sei d'accordo, io inizierei a sentire la sua musica, perché forse è questo che ci dà più
yes.
no, l'idea della musica e dell'arte di Goya. So before talking a little more, I would like, we would like to hear some of your music. What are you gonna play for us today?
I actually, I've got Beautiful Black.
Okay, great.
I think it would be nice to perform it live. It's also quite, and it's like sonically, it's like the most full song in terms of like instrumentation and like stuff. So.
Ci suonerà Beautiful Black, che per lui è una canzone assolutamente che esprime al meglio anche il disco e tutti gli strumenti e tutta la complessità appunto che ha questa canzone emblema del suo primo album. Off you go, Goya. Thank you.
Yeah. Radio popular. Beautiful you, beautiful, beautiful soul, beautiful black, 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 beautiful, 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 beautiful you, beautiful, black, 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 black. Uh-huh. Cut the bullshit, they playing with our truth. With all the fake lies, they spreading on the news. Remember great minds, they push them off the road. They talking hate crime, but latching on the youth. Like what, uh-huh, you think I lost mine? The plans to get that proof. These troubled fools, it's a long line. The stunts from rough to smooth. Gotta keep it cool. Remember a few times when demons peeking through. Full moon night, I people freak the room. Try and move right, this part what you consume. Shit look nice, but I'm telling off the fumes. Right off, what? Right off the fumes. Cut the bullshit, they playing with our truth. Like, with the fake lies, they spreading on, what? Uh-huh, spreading on the news. Uh-huh, what? Yeah. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, black, 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 uh-huh. Yeah. Beautiful. So. I'm talking free of mind. It's a freedom rhyme. Teach them how to keep them lines. System seem designed to keep us from that peaceful mind. It's time to redefine. The fuck we do it for? They on some move accord. Really try and move us forward. That's what I do this for. That's what I do this for. That's why I do this for. Cut the bullshit. They're playing with our troll. With all the fake lies they spreading on the news. Remember great minds, they pushing off the road. They talking hate crime, but latching on them. We trying to find it, we trying to find it. We trying to find our rules, trying, we trying, yeah. What? Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Beautiful soul, beautiful, beautiful goals. Black, 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 black. Beautiful, 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 beautiful you. Beautiful soul, beautiful goals. Yeah. I wish I could. I wish we could. I wish I could. I wish we. Beautiful soul, beautiful goals.
You don't say I am the chosen.
Feel my folks in Congo. Feel my folks in. Feel my folks in Haiti. Feel my folks in Ethiopia, Eritrea, Sudan, Palestine, Congo. I don't know. I think I would have said Congo. Africa, and we anybody did not under the thumb.
Image because we did not know these facts. These are the things that we must know.
Yeah.
We don't have to feel sorry. We don't have to be afraid to go up to the altar.
Goya Gambani, live qui a Volume su Radio Popolare. Goya, thank you so much for this tune. Ho notato che durante soprattutto l'ultima parte di Beautiful Black, la canzone che ha appena eseguito per noi, lui saluta tutti i suoi fratelli, tutte le sue roots, quindi parlava di diversi paesi africani e ha parlato anche della Palestina. Did I hear correctly you were mentioning a lot of places in the world, especially in Africa, at the end of Beautiful Black, and you mentioned Palestine. Did I hear well?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, the song was really about kind of just like loving the skin that you're in. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what Beautiful Black was like about, but it's also just about like the liberation of like the people and the liberation of the mind. And I just feel like music is like such a important, it's so important in just like everyday life. And, you know, there's a lot of people that's kind of like under the thumb of some type of oppression. And, you know, it's about kind of just like bringing awareness to them and like their like struggles and our like struggles and just like, you know, trying to like let people know that we're in the fight together, you know.
Beautiful, thank you. I'm just gonna translate now. Beh, quello che ha detto Goya è davvero bellissimo, ve lo voglio tradurre al massimo che posso. Questa è una canzone Beautiful People sull'amore verso la propria pelle, Beautiful Black. E quindi anche sulla liberazione di un popolo, e la liberazione di un popolo, la liberazione della mente. In questo senso la musica è molto importante nella vita di tutti noi e in questo caso in particolare ci troviamo a essere vicini a queste popolazioni oppresse, loro, i palestinesi e tutte le popolazioni oppresse. Quindi, e con questa canzone Beautiful Black, l'oppressione appunto dei neri è la stessa oppressione del popolo palestinese in questo momento, è questo che lui vuole comunicare. Siamo tutti nella stessa, abbiamo tutte la stessa difficoltà, certo. E tutti vogliamo la stessa cosa, vivere in pace senza l'oppressione. Dario, hai tu delle domande?
Sì, io volevo chiedergli qualcosa riguardo al titolo del suo album, che è Warlord of Wigeons, ed è in qualche modo connesso anche a Miles Davis. So, Goya, I would like to ask you something about your new album, Warlord of Wigeons. It was released on March. And is it true that is in some way connected with Miles Davis?
The name of the album came from this text I read. It was about this, it was pretty much the liner notes of this Miles Davis album written by this journalist. And it was just kind of like praising Miles Davis for his musical genius and his stylistic approach to life. And I borrowed it and tried to give a modern twist to it a little bit, because that text came out, don't quote me, but I want to say the 70s, maybe 60s.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of just, you know, I wanted to lend from it something. It was a piece of text I read years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just felt like when the time felt right, I would be able to use it, and it felt right.
Oh.
Now, you know what I mean?
That was the chance.
Yeah.
Beh sì, è vero, questo è un disco, il titolo del disco è ispirato ad un testo che aveva letto su un disco di Miles Davis, uscito appunto, lui dice, probabilmente negli anni 60. E questo voleva essere un tributo sia al genio musicale di Miles Davis, ma anche al suo approccio alla vita così particolare, certo. E unico. E, però lui ci tiene a dire, questo io l'ho preso in prestito, non me ne sono appropriato, ho preso in prestito questo nome, questo testo, proprio anche per dare una chiave moderna a una musica scritta così tanti anni fa, e insomma avere comunque un qualcosa che rimandasse alle origini ma in chiave moderna. Volevo chiedere a Goya anche di questo suo dualismo America-Inghilterra, perché è molto molto interessante. So I'm really really fascinated by the two places that you're coming from and across the Atlantic. So Brooklyn, New York, and London, two amazing places for creative minds. You lived in New York just when you were a teenager,
yeah.
And in London, you know,